Good Monday to you. I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's time for our weekly chat with the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. Eric Carlson joins us today, and a lot to discuss this week, a lot of it about the business of education.
Yeah, we've got the new edition out. The March edition of Business Lexington just came out at the end of last week, and in that we focus quite a bit on education and the business thereof. One thing that is not included in the issue, because it came out as we were going to press on last Monday morning, was the new president of Transylvania University, Dr. Seamus Carey, who's coming to us from Sacred Heart, where he served as dean as the College of Arts and Sciences. And he'll be taking over on July 1st at Transy after a short term with the current president, Owen Williams, who will be leaving after being named back in 2010 to replace the 26-year tenured Charles Scheer.
And obviously that will unfold as he gets on campus. We'll get more in-depth information on him. What else is making the headlines?
Well, in this edition, we've got sit-down interviews with two of UK's newer higher-ups, the dean of the Ag School, Dr. Nancy Cox, as well as an interview with the new provost at the University of Kentucky, who started back in July, Christine Reardon, who came to the university from Denver and has a long background in higher education. And we talk with her about the six-year strategic plan for the university and where she sees the school going up to the year 2020.
So obviously we want people to read about this, and that was just a teaser.
That's right. Find out all about it in the new edition of Business Lexington, but I can tell you more about other things too.
All right, so what else is in this issue this time?
Yeah, we've got a little bit of a focus on a couple of related things that Bluegrass Community and Technical College have been working on in and around Lexington. One is a program they call the 1+1 program out in Winchester at their Clark County campus, and in that they have high school students starting out doing post-secondary work that would be able to work towards their associate's degree while still in high school. All that is aimed at advanced manufacturing and getting the basic skill sets necessary to go on to hopefully take some of these jobs that Mayors Gray and Fisher have been working together on Lexington and Louisville to come into Central Kentucky.
Part of that BEAM initiative that we hear so much about.
Yeah, and BEAM was one of the driving efforts to get, after a number of budget cycles of BCTC pushing for an advanced manufacturing training facility in Georgetown that was included in Governor Beshear's proposed budget. That facility would be going up on an industrial campus in Georgetown if the $24 million the governor has proposed goes through. And I've got an interview in our face-to-face segment with BCTC's Vice President of Workforce and Institutional Development, Mark Manuel. And he talks about the plans for that building and some of the snags that are happening because the state budgets of late will fund a building but not fund what would go on inside them. So how BCTC is looking to go ahead and figure out how, if the state approves of this, they can go ahead and get on the ground and running immediately.
So you're talking about constructing a shell, basically.
Well, it'll have everything inside. It just wouldn't have, you know, the heart and soul of an institution, which is education.
And since we're talking about the business of education, we got one last tidbit.
Yeah, in this edition, we've got a story on eCampus.com, which was founded 15 years ago by former Governor Wallace Wilkinson. And we take a look at the $91 million he had backing him at the start from people like Dave Thomas, who founded Wendy's, the founder of Chi-Chi's, and others. And the former governor quickly made off with that money, allegedly, and was sued. And despite that, and despite the dot-com bust, 15 years later, eCampus is still around and doing great.
I like your little joke there, made off. We'll stop you right there. Eric Carlson, editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, has been our guest again on BizLex Chat for the latest business headlines. Log on to bizlex.com. Podcasts of our conversations are available at wuky.org. Have a great week.
Thanks so much, Alan. You do the same.